KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports last night, in high school cross country at the Perry Cross Country Meet, in girls Class A, Winterset wins the team title with 68 points. Creston and ADM are the top three. Atlantic placed seventh in that meet. Individually, Madison Waymeyer of Dallas Center Grimes was the champ. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic had a sixth place finish. In girls Class B, Earlham was the team champion. Abby Murphy of Earlham was the individual champ, with Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley third and Therese Frells of Guthrie Center fourth. On the boys' side, in Class A, Boone wins the team title, Atlantic placing 10th. Chandler Austin of Boone, the individual champ. Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic placed 28th. On the boys' Class B side, it was Guthrie Center winning the team title with 74 points, a point better than Woodward Academy. Cassidy Warson of Madrid was the individual champ. Eddie Halber of Guthrie Center placing 8th to help lead his team. At the Shenandoah Cross Country Meet last night, on the girls' side, Griswold again wins the title with 33 points. Shenandoah Essex with 47 was the runner-up, Lewis Central placing 3rd. Griswold had three of the top four finishers. Rebecca Topham and Jordan Sint were 1 and 2 for the Tigers. Tiffany Shepherd of Corning broke them up at number 3. Alex Flippin of Griswold was number 4 last night. On the boys' side, Shenandoah Essex with 31 points wins. Glenwood and Thomas Jefferson are 2nd and 3rd. Sean Skillern and Zach McCoy, both of Shenandoah Essex, were 1 and 2 in that meet last night. In girls volleyball play last night, Abraham Lincoln defeated Atlantic 3-0. It was Exira EHK over Ankeny Christian 3-1. Red Oak topping Clarinda 3-2. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 3-1. Nishnabotna took 3 of 4 from Villisca. Stanton, a 3-sweep over Essex. Charter Oak Ute beat Sioux City West 2-1. Charter Oak Ute over Westwood 2-1. Grandview Park Baptist topping Orient Maxburg 3-0. Newton over Iowa Christian 2-0. And Van Meter beat Iowa Christian in 2 straight last night. The 6th Iowa High School Volleyball Rankings of the Year by the Girls Athletic Union came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Grundy Center still is number 1 ranked, with Stanton in at number 6, and Bedford is number 10 this week. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains number 1 rated, with St. Albert number 4, Kemper Catholic at 5, and Trainer in at number 6 this week. In Class 3A, Mediapolis remains the top-rated team, with Red Oak at 13 and Clarinda in at 14. Bishop Elon Catholic is number 1 again this week in 4A. Harlan is number 3, and Lewis Central stays put at number 14, while Ankeny is the new number 1 this week in Class 5A. Well, lots of high school football around the region tonight, and we've got a game for you here on KJAN. In fact, it's an 8-man contest tonight from District 7. An important one as well, as Exira EHK plays on the road at Coon Rapids Bayard. Coon Rapids Bayard comes in 5-1 overall. They're 4-1 in district play, just a game back of Exira EHK, who's 5-0 in both district and overall action this year. The Spartans trying to continue their run. Coon Rapids Bayard trying to slow them down just a little bit. We'll have all the action for you tonight here on KJA. In fact, you can hear from both head coaches tonight during our pregame show, which gets underway at 6:30 this evening, right after Who's Going to Win. We kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight from Coon Rapids. That's the Crusaders and the Spartans live tonight here on KJAN, AM and FM, and also on the web. You can listen live online at KJAN.com. Chris Parks and I will be on hand with the call for you this evening. Brett Johnson will be anchoring our studio coverage for you. He'll have an update of other games for you in our pregame show. He'll be along at halftime with updates, and he'll have all your scores, highlights, interviews, and more in our KJAN High School Football Scoreboard show later on this evening. Also in 8-man District 7 tonight, Woodbine is at Arweva, Booyer Valley is at Heartland Christian, Charter Oak Ute plays at Glidden Ralston, and in non-district play, Nishnabotna is at West Harrison. Also in 8-man tonight in District 8, Cam hosting Lennox, Villisca is at Corning, Essex at Stanton, and Fremont Mills is at Sydney in a battle of undefeateds. In District 6, 8-man tonight, Adair Casey will host Grandview Park Baptist, Colonesco is at Mormon Trail, East Union at Lamoni. Also in non-district play, Moravia is at Murray, and Ankeny Christian is at Meskwaki Settlement School. In Class 3A football tonight, Atlantic has their homecoming matchup this evening. They'll face off against undefeated ADM tonight. ADM has thrown the ball around the yard a good bit this year, and it's worked for them. They've beaten both Lewis Central and Creston in district play. Atlantic is 0-2, losing to those same two teams, trying to jump back in district play tonight after a non-district win over Denison last week. Atlantic is 3-2 entering that contest this evening. Kickoff at 7:30 tonight from the Trojan Bowl. You can hear from Atlantic coach Nick Ross this afternoon on our regular weekly feature, Trojan Preview. That starts at 4:45 this afternoon. Also in District 1 tonight, Harlan has an important date at Creston. Perry is at Lewis Central, and Glenwood hosts Sergeant Bluff Luton in non-district play. In 3A District 2, Spencer is at Carroll. Denison hosting Lamar's tonight. In Class 2A District 8, Red Oak plays at Clarinda. Clarinda Academy is at Otobolt Arthur BCIG. Kemper Catholic plays at Shenandoah. In non-district play, Greene County goes to Roland Story. In Class 1A District 2 tonight, big matchup as IKM Manning is on the road at Fort Dodge to play St. Edmund. Both those teams undefeated. In Class 1A District 8 tonight, Missouri Valley is at West Central Valley. Tri-Center plays at Nottoway Valley. Trainer visits St. Albert. And in non-district play, Panorama hosts Des Moines Christian. In Class A District 7, Guthrie Center is at Audubon tonight. Bedford at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Earlham plays at Woodward Granger, while Woodward Academy is at Madrid. And in Class A District 8 tonight, AHST on the road at Riverside. East Mills is at Underwood. Griswold visits West Monona. Logan Magnolia hosting Westwood this evening. Well, a few things have bothered Iowa more over the past two seasons than losing the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy to Minnesota and failing to win it back. The struggling Hawkeyes have a lot more than a bronze pig to worry about right now. Iowa hosts the unbeaten Gophers Saturday. That matchup has taken on even more meaning for the Hawkeyes in the wake of last weekend's collapse against Central Michigan. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes have to move on and focus solely on Minnesota. We'll have that game for you tomorrow live here on KJAN. 9 a.m. is pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Well, few teams in the FBS have embraced the concept of a soft non-conference schedule, quite like Texas Tech. The Red Raiders have beaten up FCS school Northwestern State, FBS newcomer Texas State, and perennial Mountain West doormat New Mexico on their way to a 3-0 start. But even coach Tommy Tuberville knows that Saturday night's Big 12 opener at Iowa State will represent the first true challenge for his team. Iowa State, like the Red Raiders, won its first three games ahead of a rather fortuitous bye week to prepare for the Big 12. The Cyclones, though, have had a much tougher road so far. That game kicks at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Ames. Stanford can expect a slide in the AP College football poll on Monday as Kaysen Williams took a quick screen pass from Keith Price and raced 35 yards for the go-ahead score with 4:53 left as Washington rallied to beat the 8th-ranked Cardinal 17-13 last night. Ravens fans had two reasons to cheer Thursday night. The second was a 23-16 win over the Browns that came down to the final play. The first was the return of the regular officials, who received an ovation just before kickoff. Gene Steratore's officiating crew was the first to work an NFL game since the league ended its lockout late Wednesday night and reached a tentative contract agreement with the referees' union. M&T Bank Stadium erupted in cheers after Steratore brought the captains of the Browns and Ravens together for the coin toss, turned on his microphone, and said, "Good evening, men. It's good to be back." Joe Flacco was sharp for the Ravens, completing 28 of 46 for 356 yards. He also threw for a touchdown and ran for another as Baltimore improved to 3-1 with its 9th straight win over Cleveland. Kerry Williams returned an interception 63 yards for a score near the end of the third quarter to give the Ravens a 13-point lead. The Browns had a chance to tie the game until rookie Brandon Whedon sailed a throw out of the end zone with no time left, one play before the Ravens were penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct on a 4th-and-10. The game ended about 24 hours after the league and the officials' union reached a tentative 8-year agreement, halting that 3-month lockout. Atlanta Falcons defensive end John Abraham has apologized publicly for his arrest on obstruction of justice charges. Abraham was arrested Monday night when Atlanta police and firefighters were trying to calm a woman who was threatening to jump from a Midtown building window. The four-time Pro Bowl pick was charged with two misdemeanors. The New England Patriots have released tight end Kellen Winslow after just one game. The eight-year veteran was cut after catching one pass for 12 yards in last Sunday night's 31-30 loss to Baltimore. The Patriots signed him after tight end Aaron Hernandez suffered a right ankle injury during the previous week. Ahmad Bradshaw is ready to return as the New York Giants' top running back after being sidelined for a game by an inflamed disc in his neck. The Giants say they intend to start Bradshaw, but plan to have him split time with Andre Brown, who rushed for 113 yards and two scores last Thursday at Carolina. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, Detroit beat Kansas City 5-4, Texas over Oakland 9-7, Seattle outscored the LA Angels 9-4, Toronto topping the New York Yankees 6-0, and Tampa Bay knocked down Chicago 3-2. In the National League, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 2-1, the Mets over Pittsburgh 6-5, Colorado topping Chicago 7-5, San Francisco 7-3 over Arizona, Washington beat Philadelphia 7-3, Atlanta over Miami 6-2, L.A. over San Diego 8-4. The Cleveland Indians have fired manager Manny Acta and replaced him with bench coach Sandy Alomar on an interim basis with six games left in the season. Acta was 214 and 266 in nearly three seasons with the Indians, who are just 21-50 in the second half of this season. Washington Nationals third base coach Bo Porter will become the Houston Astros manager once the postseason ends. The Astros have named him as their skipper for the 2013 season, their first as an American League club. Porter replaces Brad Mills, who was fired last month. Jim Tracy says he wants to return as manager of the Colorado Rockies next season, even though the team is on pace for the worst record in franchise history. Tracy said he hopes to have conversations in the coming weeks that will lead to him fulfilling his contract that runs through next season. San Francisco Giants outfielder Melky Cabrera was eligible to return to the active roster for the National League Championship Series if the team got that far. Instead, manager Bruce Bochy says the Giants will go with the 25 players they have. Cabrera received a 50-game suspension for failing a performance-enhancing drug test a few weeks after being named the All-Star Game MVP. His suspension was to include the Giants' first five playoff games and will spill into next season if the team is eliminated in three or four games. Adam Greenberg made his Major League debut with the Chicago Cubs 7 years ago. It lasted one plate appearance. In fact, it lasted just one pitch, and he hasn't been in the majors since then. Greenberg was hit on the head by the very first pitch he ever saw in the major leagues, and that led to what was eventually diagnosed as vertigo. Well, Greenberg will finally get a second big league plate appearance as the Miami Marlins say they'll sign Greenberg to a one-day contract effective October 2nd, and they'll play him that day against the New York Mets. Greenberg will donate his one-day salary to the Marlins Foundation, which will donate to the Sports Legacy Institute, a group that furthers the study of the effects of brain trauma in athletes and others. NHL season ticket holders won't have to pay for exhibition games next month. The league has canceled the rest of the preseason just a day before negotiations were set to resume in an effort to end the lockout. Negotiators are expected to spend tomorrow working on secondary economic issues as opposed to the core of the dispute, which is how to split more than $3 billion in annual revenue. The NHL had already called off all the exhibition games it's scheduled in September. The regular season is supposed to begin on October 11th. And the Ryder Cup Series is underway today as the weekend activity between the United States and Europe got underway early this morning. They're in the early part of the first round of action today. That's going on at Medina Country Club near Chicago. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.